Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT, that's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. Also, if you want even less of us, we're on Twitter, @WaitWait, and I'm on Twitter at Peter Sagal. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Joe in Vancouver, Washington.
Hey, how are things in Vancouver, Washington?
A little rainy.
A little rainy. Now, Vancouver, Washington is not Vancouver, British Columbia.
That's correct.
Right. And how are the two places different?
I think they're a lot bigger than us, but we were established first.
So. I see. Sue the bastards.
Exactly.
Well, welcome to the show, Joe. It's nice to have you.
Thank you.
Now, Carl Castle is going to read for you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
Here is your first limerick.
It is me and a ramen bowl only, so I put in a dot for my phonely. Now dinner for one is a little more fun. With this screen, I'm a little less...
lonely?
Yes, lonely. Aw. Nothing makes you feel lonelier than eating alone, except for, of course, eating a bowl of ramen noodles alone, which is where the new anti-loneliness ramen bowl comes in. It comes equipped with a holder slot for your iPhone, perfect for checking your email, FaceTiming, and accidentally eating your iPhone. Here is your next limerick.
As I ogle young lasses in skirts, seeing London's top sights cannot hurt. See the Church of St. James and step up my game. The tour guide will teach me to...
flirt.
Yes! Do you like seeing the sights? Very good flirt. Are you hopeless with the opposite sex? Try the Flirting Tour of London. Mm. For $40, you tour the city with a flirting expert and learn to put the moves on beguiling young strangers, such as the beef eaters at the Tower of London. They never go out with you, but they never reject you either, you know. Safe for practice. The tour comes with two options, the beginner's tour, which takes you around Covent Garden, and the advanced tour, which gets you an STD. Here is your last limerick.
The orangutan here is a sly lad. He plays well with the tech toy that I had. He texts with short words, and he plays Angry Birds. He spends his free time with an...
iPad.
Yes! Mm. The National Zoo in Washington, D.C. has given iPads to six of its orangutans who have learned to draw on them and play a variety of games, such as smash the iPad on this rock, try to eat the shards of iPad... Mm. And smash what remains on a different rock. Zookeepers hope to teach them to social network with animals at other zoos using FaceTime, or as the baboons call it, butt time.
It's bad enough that we're obsessed and don't communicate with each other.
Yeah.
Now we're trying to get animals to not talk
yeah.
to us. Jeez.
That's really going to screw up our like mating in captivity program.
I know, but if one of them ends up with more Twitter followers than me, I'm going to be really, really pissed.
I wonder if they have a ramen eater that they can put theirs
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I know.
Eat the ramen while they're...
Carl, how did Joe do in our quiz?
Joe had three correct answers, so Joe, you win our prize.
Well
Congratulations.
Done, Joe. Congratulations. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.